Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Thanks so much for tuning in again this Friday at 5:30, which we do each and every week. And I would like to acknowledge a caller who called after our last interview, and it was just such a wonderful call. It's always nice to hear from people and to realize how much of an impact these topics are having on people. So we want you to know, and I know that she's listening again, so I want to again acknowledge and say thank you so very much. We appreciate those calls and those emails. And Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show is brought to you by our Healthy Referral newspaper, which is a full-size newspaper dedicated to preventive and natural health that we began, or I should say it began us, back in 1989, and I tell Tom Katowski, my business partner, that it's kind of wild that it's been that long. And I think that most of you listening realize that when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, when you're living your purpose, it is amazing how quickly time can go by. And with that being said, we know that we have to just make sure that things are, being kept up with and done the way that they need to be done. So, but if you are wanting to interject with questions, or et cetera, this is a listen only. What we have you do is to contact our guest independently so that you can connect and talk and ask questions and things like that. So if you want to reach us at Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show with questions of any kind, in fact, how you can advertise in our Healthy Referral newspaper, which is a national newspaper, as well as being interviewed on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show, we would love to talk with you and tell you how you can do that. You can call 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. And our website is healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. When you go to our healthyreferral.com, you can actually click on our radio site, which is our Mind Your Body and Spirit Blog Talk site, which takes you directly to that site where you can click on a whole lot of interviews from the past 12, 13 years. There are some that are listed on our healthyreferral.com site as well, and it can take you to a more extensive list if you choose to. So as you know, our topics are all about preventive and natural health, personal growth, and the way that Tom and I like to say it is positive news, basically. And I know that sometimes these topics bring up a lot of information that may not necessarily feel positive, but we also know that when truth is being expressed, truth does prevail, and we all need to walk through opportunities, the way that I'd like to put them, to express truth. And over these 30 years, we have certainly been given a lot of opportunity to do that. And we're living at a time right now, as all of you know, that is very interesting, and you talk about opportunity. It is full of that. So on that note, our topic today is a question. Is marijuana medicine? Now, I'm going to click on Dr. Kuntz here. Let me hold on one moment, please. I just need to make sure that I am clicking on the correct number here. So I'm going to bring him in. There we go. Okay, Dr. Kuntz, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. If my voice sounds a little strange, it's just because it's been being used a lot the last several weeks, and I think it probably is just saying it needs a rest. So just to let you know, I don't necessarily always sound quite like this. But we are speaking with Dr. Andrew Kuntz, MD, neurologist and medical marijuana specialist. And we get questions all the time about what this interview is about. And that's one of the reasons we are very excited about this, so that they can be answered. So Dr. Kunz, I could tell a lot. I mean, I could, you know, share information and so forth, but we always like to just have our guests do that. And we be a little more quiet. So what I'd like to do is, how long has marijuana been looked at as a possibility for helping with one's health?
Well, marijuana has been used as medicine for thousands of years. And we have some documentation written in 1500 BC in Egyptian hieroglyphics that describes using cannabis as a poultice for an external injury.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the ancient Chinese literature, you know, the Chinese have been using herbal medicine for thousands of years. And they didn't always write it down. But there was a doctor who tried to compile compendium of herbal remedies. And, you know, initially this information was passed on verbally, but somewhere probably around the year 200, this compendium was written in Chinese, and cannabis was included as one of the herbal medicines.
You know, it's always interesting. People hear this kind of information, and information that goes back such a long period of time. And a lot of people don't realize, Dr. Kunz, of the magnitude of natural ways, according to nature, the way I like to say it, no pun intended, but it's like it was the natural way of doing things. It was a way that seemed like it was the way to do it. And so when we go back into history, and just like you were saying, you know, probably written 200 AD in China, it's hard for some people to even conceive that you mean something like this has been around this long. And, you know, it absolutely has, along with, as you know, a lot of other things that are good for us. So if marijuana is considered a medicine, you know, what exactly would you tell somebody that medical marijuana is? So if somebody says, okay, Dr. Kunz, you know, what exactly is medical marijuana? What would you say?
Well, medical marijuana is the leaves and the flowering buds from three different species of the cannabis plant. Cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, and cannabis ruderalis. And the cannabis plant itself is very complex and has at least 130 different cannabinoids. You know, we all talk about THC and CBD are the big
right.
ones. But there's at least 130 other cannabinoids that we're still investigating. Plus, you know, there's phytochemicals in there like terpenes. People might have heard of terpenes. These are a molecule that's found in a lot of different natural substances, and it actually makes things smell the way they do. So, you know, mm-hmm. limonenes in lemons, pinenes in pine, and these five carbon isoprene units, these aromatic terpenes, they're also in cannabis and makes it smell the way it does. But they also have, you know, they're bioactive. And so they contribute to the whole effect, you know, the entourage effect that goes with using cannabis as a medication.
Mm-hmm. So when certain people have issues going on with them, can you share just, you know, what some of those issues are that people could be dealing with that they're seeing positive results with using the medical marijuana? I think that would be something great for the listeners to tap into.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the number one indication is probably pain. And we know it's good in reducing people's pain. And, you know, chronic pain or chronic and severe pain or intractable pain, these are qualifying conditions here in Ohio for medical marijuana. And probably, you know, 90% of the patients are using it for pain control. You know, it has a good side effect profile. It's not going to burn a hole in your stomach or ruin your liver like some of the other pain medications. And a lot of people at this time when we're having this terrible opioid crisis, you know, don't want to get involved in the narcotic pain relievers. And so they're turned into the cannabinoids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So can you, I was in a conversation the other day, and I think this person has tuned in to hear the show today. So are you able to be, you know, of course, we always say with our show and our newspaper that all of this information that we share is for educational purposes only, okay? It's not to cure, diagnose, anything like that. So I want to be sure that I do say that. So this person was asking for, you know, any specifics that people could be dealing with or have been dealing with that they have gotten help from the use of the medical marijuana. Are you able to be a little more specific?
Well, yeah, sure. You know, I have a lot of elderly patients with arthritis. You know, that's one of the painful conditions that people are getting a lot of relief from with the cannabis. Now, you know, here in Ohio, we're allowed to, or our patients are allowed to inhale the medication as well as use the edibles. So, you know, the patients with arthritis, their pain is worse first thing in the morning. And so, you know, rather than wait for some oral medication to kick in, they're taking a couple puffs off their vaporizer, and that's giving them some pain relief immediately upon waking so that they can get up and start their day, you know. And if they take their edible around the same time, you know, then their inhaled dose is kind of wearing off at the same time their edible's kicking in. And the edibles tend to last 4 to 6 hours. So, you know, the edible dose can take them the majority of the day. And then they can dose again an hour or so before bedtime, take advantage of the sedative side effect of the medication, and help them get off to sleep.
Mm-hmm. And are you finding that there is a particular, how do I want to say this, range, I guess would be a good word, range of age that you find that most people are requesting to get help with the medical marijuana?
Well, you know, the majority of my patients are elderly.
Okay.
You know, I'm seeing some patients in their 80s and 90s even. You know, they've had these painful conditions, these chronic painful conditions for a long time, and they've been treated, you know, ineffectively in most cases with the pharmaceuticals. And
right.
So they're looking for an option. And now we have this option of the cannabis to offer our patients here in Ohio, and they're finding that they really are able to benefit from it.
Right. And so with all these different conditions, you know, that can be had by a person who is seeing results, because actually, you know, I have had conversation with quite a number of people who have been using the marijuana, medical marijuana, and they do have a multitude of different issues, you know, that are going on. So one of the questions that had come up by someone, you know, she said, how can so many different conditions be treated, you know, with one, I guess we would have to call it a medicine. So basically she was asking, you know, how many different conditions or how can so many different conditions be treated with you know, one?
Yeah,
and I
sure.
think you probably cut, you know, brought some of that in already, but if there's something more that you want to lend to that, in case she is feeling like she just needs a little bit more information.
Yeah, well, currently there's 25 conditions here in Ohio that qualify, and the majority of them are neurologic conditions, and the remainder are pretty much confined to the digestive system. And the reason that cannabis can treat, you know, this wide variety of conditions is because we have receptors in our body, cannabinoid receptors, the CB1 and the CB2 receptors in our bodies. And the cannabinoids from the medical marijuana are acting upon these cannabinoid receptors. Now, the brain and the nervous system have a lot of these CB1 receptors. So when we're using this for neurologic conditions, including Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, you know, it's acting upon these CB1 receptors in the brain and the spinal cord and the nervous system. To kind of quiet and calm the nervous system. And then the CB2 receptors, you know, we find those in the digestive system and the immune cells, you know, the GI tract, the liver. And so the Crohn's patients and the people with ulcerative colitis and irritable bowel, they're getting good results with the cannabis as well because of these CB2 receptors that are found in the gut. And so, you know, it's because that these CB1 and CB2 receptors are found all over the body that we're able to treat these myriad conditions with this one medicine.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, it's, I remember in one of the statements in my conversation with this person, she was, it was probably quite a number of years ago, if I remember correctly, that she expressed that she started to have different issues and she was looking into this and that, trying to, you know, figure out how to be of help to herself. And she came upon, you know, some information about medical marijuana, which takes me, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because I find, and we find, that there are a lot of people who have touched somewhat on this topic, but who don't understand. And in fact, what a lot of people can have is a misconception. Where do you think the misconception comes into play?
Well, you know, the medicine that we're talking about, the cannabis, is illegal, you know. It's illegal on the federal level. And this, you know, it happened a long time ago, back in the 30s with the reefer madness and the Marijuana Tax Act and these kind of things. But, you know, in the 1970s, they put marijuana on the controlled substance list as a Schedule One, and after that, you know, it became criminalized. And so I think that a lot of people, you know, are thinking back to the days, you know, when marijuana was illegal, and only people who were using it, you know, were illegal users.
Right. So there's an educational process that has to go on. Do you find that is something that is needed when people are getting in touch with you, or do most of them pretty secure in, you know, just how this all works?
Well, you know, there is a stigma. And I think the patients who contact me have kind of gotten over that, you know, or they wouldn't be calling. But they still have to go out into the world where their peers, their friends and relatives, you know,
right,
may have this preconception, this
right,
stigma about, you know, people who use marijuana. So, yeah, we do have to educate the patients a little about that. And we have to educate the medical community as well, because there's plenty of physicians out there who, you know, aren't aware of the fact that marijuana is medicine, and it's actually, you know, helped a lot of people.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, I would venture to say that there, you know, is a lot of the medical community that don't really understand, or that, you know, haven't taken the time to educate themselves. In my opinion, just like in many areas of you know, Western medicine, sometimes the fact that, hey, it's fairly simple a lot of times to be healthy if we do certain things. In fact, this brings up, Dr. Kuntz, another conversation that I had with somebody, and I said to him, he was asking me different questions, and so I looked at him and I said, do you feel that you're made according to nature or according to, you know, a medicine bottle or pills and things like that? Well, you know, that's an interesting question to ask somebody, because he's standing there, and it was very difficult for him, rightfully so, to answer any other way other than, well, you know, according to nature, because we're made according to nature. So a lot of these wonderful plants and et cetera that, you know, from trees to, I mean, you name it. I personally am such a nature person. You know, it's like I just feel that for anything that goes wrong, if we do our research and we become educated, then, you know, we will realize things that we can do that are very beneficial, that are less harmful, you know, for the body. So I had, Tom and I, you know, we both, of course, through these years have had a lot of different information come to us about the marijuana, the medical marijuana, all this, and hemp, and you name it. So we've had quite an education around this, and at the same time, we understand, you know, how confusing it can be for some people. So that's why we're doing this interview, you know, with you today. We're very excited because you're also a part of our Healthy Referral newspaper with this information. Then more people will not only be able to hear this interview live and also click on the link that we will send to you after we are done, because this interview is archived up on our radio site to where people can listen to it 24/7. So if they can't sleep at night, you know, they can get up and they can click on it and become a little bit more in depth and educated on the subjects that are up there for people to click on to. So it's a joy to, you know, have you a part of our newspaper and to be able to reach so many more people, because this is really what it's about. It's truly an educational process. And I think that you would probably agree with that, would you not?
Yeah, most certainly. There's a lot of people that don't understand about medical marijuana. And I think the more people that we can get on the right track, the better.
Absolutely. And so there's a website that we have, www.andrew, that's A-N-D-R-E-W, of Kuntz, KUNTZMD.com. So it is andrewkuntzmd.com. And actually, you are... if I remember correctly, you're located at University Suburban Health Center?
Yeah, that's correct, in South Euclid.
Right, and that's on Green Road, actually. So there's one phone number. Listeners, you can take this down. And remember, when you hear the interviews that you do on our show, be sure to go ahead and call our guests. That's why they do the interviews. They look for you to get in touch with them so that they can be of help in any way. And there's never any obligation. You know, it's just make the call so that you can have a connection and start down a path that could be a lot more healthy for you than if you were not to make that phone call. So the phone number for Dr. Kuntz is 330-330-1294, and that is not an error. It's 330-330-1294. And there is a fax number. I can give you the fax number. I don't know if people use faxes anymore, but maybe you have it hooked up to your computer or something like that. That is 216 for the fax number, 216-297-2097. Again, 216-297-2097 for those of you that are interested in sending a fax and so forth. So Dr. Kuntz, in bringing the interview to completion, what would you like to leave the listeners with out of the different things that we shared that you feel is the most important?
Well, I think the most important thing would be to say that, you know, if you're interested in getting some relief from your symptoms and you have one of the 25 qualifying conditions, don't hesitate to contact somebody, you know, not necessarily me, but, you know, contact somebody about exploring the possibility of using cannabis, because this is good medicine. It's been medicine for thousands of years, and thousands of patients here in Ohio are getting good relief for their symptoms with this medication.
Well, we want to, again, you know, thank you for having the understanding, the understanding that you have around the topic so that you can be doing what you're doing and helping so many people. So, Dr. Koontz, we would like, Tom and I would like to thank you again for your support in both becoming a part of the Healthy Reform newspaper as well as this interview. And I know many people are going to benefit from hearing it. So thank you so very much for this time. And I'm sure we will be talking with you again very soon.
Yeah, you're welcome. And thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. And listeners, again, that was Dr. Andrew Koontz, MD, neurologist and medical marijuana specialist. And yes, it is. It has been for thousands of years as far as actually being medicinal. So go ahead and be sure to reach out to him, or like he did say, he said, you know, anybody that's knowledgeable. But since we're doing this interview, it would be great for you to go ahead and reach him. So again, the phone number is 330-330-1294. That's 330-330-1294. And if you have questions for Tom and myself in regards to how you can be on the radio show, how you can advertise in our National Healthy Referral newspaper, we would love to hear from you. You can call our number, which is 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. And, of course, most of you see this information or hear it as well. Our web address is simply healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. We appreciate you all. Have a great week, and we'll see you again next week.